Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
You should have seen it. My grin was so big it nearly hit the sun. I hauled a giant log all by myself.
Whoa, hold up. A log? At our picnic? Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm Maggie, and I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for another adventure? Then let's stop on in. Big adventures start with little steps.
It's a sunny day by the ferny stream. The picnic blanket is striped like a candy leaf, and the basket smells of warm berry muffins. Tank is wearing that huge grin, the kind that makes the whole circle grin back.
I pulled it up. I sailed it across the stream. I nearly toppled a tree.
Topsy and Rexy glance at one another. At first, everyone giggles. Tank stories are always a little squiggly and very funny. But then Tank keeps adding details, and the picture gets bigger and bigger.
It was heavy as a mountain, and it slid like a snake, and I...
Wait, what tree? The friends ask small questions that sound like pebbles tapping the blanket.
The big one by the stream. No, maybe not that big. Hoops, my tail kind of did a wiggle.
So the friends decide to follow the clues Tank remembers. A little dent in the grass, a smudge of berry jam, and a muddy print that could be small or very, very squishy.
Here, I found a twig the log knocked loose,
he calls, trying to be brave and helpful.
They tiptoe through tickly grass. It tickles Tank's toes, so he huffs a little laugh. And they find a muddy puddle that looks just like melted chocolate. London sneezes from a puff of flower dust, and everyone giggles.
I heard a creak, then a slide, and I pulled. I might have said I pulled it by myself.
When they look where Tank says the log rolled, there's no giant log. Instead, a picnic plate peeks out from under a leaf, cracked in a little moon shape, and jam streaks make a treasure map squiggle across the grass.
Oh, that plate is Rexy's, he whispers. His voice is tiny, like a pebble dropped in a pond.
The picnic mood softens. Topsy brushes jam away with careful little scrapes. No one shouts. The sun slides lower, and Tank feels heavy with worry in his tailbone.
Sometimes our stories puff up when we want to feel brave, she says, lowering her voice so it feels like a warm blanket. Saying the truth, even when it feels small, is a kind of courage.
I wanted everyone to clap for me, he admits. I didn't mean to make anyone worried. I just wanted to sound big.
Tank takes a breath like he's about to hop across a stream. He plants both feet and says something small that feels very brave.
I'm sorry. I told a big story about the log. I didn't actually lift it. I was showing off. I'll help fix it.
A little ah of relief spreads like a kite finding wind. Rexy wipes a crumb from his claw and gives a tiny forgiving grin. Lincoln hands over napkins and London offers a sticky spoon with a toothy smile.
Making things right looks like this, she says, and then she shows them. Help clean the plate, lay the blanket smooth, and tell us what happened so we can all learn.
Tank uses three careful strokes with a cool leaf to wipe the jam. One, two, three. Then he sets the plate right side up on a sunny rock to dry. Each small move feels like a little light being lit between friends.
I feel lighter, he says, and you can almost see the worry float away like a dandelion seed. Being big can be saying the truth and fixing what you can.
Honesty helps friends trust each other, she adds with a quiet twinkle. Trust is like a strong vine that holds the picnic blanket steady when wind tries to take it.
There are Bible stories where folks were brave enough to tell the truth, and that helped them stick together. It's not about being perfect. It's about being brave and kind when we fix our mistakes. They share the last warm muffin like a tiny celebration. Tank gets a cheer that sounds like pebbles rolling happily down a hill. The day smells of clean stream water and berry sugar, and everyone feels safe again.
Before we go, did you ever feel like telling a bigger story to seem brave? What did you do next? You can talk about it with a grown-up and think of a kind, brave way to fix things, just like Tank.
If you like this picnic with Tank and friends, subscribe so we can meet again under the ferny skies. Share this episode with someone who loves dinosaur adventures and little lessons that help hearts grow.
Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. Until next time, God bless, little explorer. Thanks for listening.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den.